Good morning, everyone.
This song says God's mercy.
I want to welcome you to another episode of our EBC Prayer Podcast. Don't give up today. Just remember, God's mercies have kept us. And so today we are going to remind you that God is our refuge and strength. He's a good God who is able to keep us safe from danger seen and unseen. And we can thank God for His mercy because He has helped us to withstand everything that come our way. So we can give Him praise today and honor Him. Our scripture today will be taken from Psalms 27 verse 4. And it reads, "One thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple." One thing have I desire of the Lord. I want to remind you about that today. So we can hold on to the Lord, kept close to Him because He has kept us close, so we cannot let go. Let us pray today. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for another day. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for reminding us that we don't have to let go. Even if things are not perfect, God, we don't have to let go. Sometimes, God, life have got us to a place, Lord, where problems at times got so close and want to distract us from you. But God, your mercies have kept us so we can pray, we can seek you, we can grow in you today. And so because of that, God, we are here today, like the songwriter said, because of your mercy, because of your love, because of your greatness. And we thank you for reminding us that you will be our refuge and our strength. You will be the God we need to help us. You will stand beside us. You will encourage us. You will uplift us. You will motivate us. You will strengthen us in you because of all that you have done for us. Thank you, Lord God. You have kept us great. You have kept us through the good and the bad to remind us that you are God who's able to do above all that we could ever ask or think of. And today, God, as we read Psalms 27 verse 4, He said, "One thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after." Remind us, God, that whatever we desire of you, we need to seek after it. That one thing we desire of you, we should seek after. Everyone who are listening to this podcast, we are praying that the one thing you desire of the Lord, you will seek after, because God is going to work in your life in ways you never thought possible. He will send a breakthrough for you and uplift you. How God, hallelujah, Jesus, more so now than ever before, because He have kept us today because of His grace and mercy towards us. And so, Lord, the one thing we would desire, we are asking you, Lord, that we will seek after it, that we grow in you, become more like you, get to that place where we can, God, surrender fully to you and be used by you, where we can make heaven our home. Because God, you kept us through the good and the God when and the bad, when things were not perfect, you kept us, keeping us praying. And God, we are praying for everyone who are praying today, because God, not everyone is doing good, but in the midst of situation, they're still praying, still seeking you, still calling on you, because we know that you are God who is able. So we are holding on to you, God, trusting you, being encouraged, being uplifted by you, Lord Jesus. They said that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. We are seeking you today, God. We are desiring, oh God, more of you, taking refuge and strength in you, God, because we want to dwell in your house all the days of our life. We want to dwell with you. We want to be uplifted in you. We want to be encouraged by you. We want to stay rooted and grounded in you and in the word that you have for us, God. We don't want to drift away from you, but we want to hold on to you, Lord Jesus. Because, God, you know to do for us that we cannot do for ourselves. You know how to uplift us. You know how to motivate us. You know how to help us to become the people of God that you desire for us to become. We are here today because of your blessing. We are here today because of your mercy. We are here because of your refuge. We are here because of your strength. And God, and because of you, while we make it through this day, while we are here today, Lord Jesus. So God, we join with the songwriter. You kept us, God. So we wouldn't let go, huh? Lord, I thank you for another day. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. You said we should behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. Help us, Lord God, not to give up on you, but to behold your beauty. Inquire in your temple. Know that you're God. Know, God, that no matter what life bring our way, God, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus, help us not to give up on you, not to get caught up in a situation of this world that will lose focus on you, God, but strengthen us in you, God. Keep us praying, keep us seeking you, keep us, Lord God, encouraged and uplifted by your word, God. Oh, Father God, I pray for everyone who are listening to this podcast, that the power of God will take over their life. They surrender to you, God. They will give their life fully to you, so that you, God, can be leader of their life. Help us not to get discouraged, God, because we are here, like the songwriter said, because of your mercy, God, because you kept us, because you love us, because you have been our refuge, because you have been our strength, because, God, you are everything we desire. Like the psalm we just read said, one thing I desire of the Lord, that we seek after, God, that we may dwell in the house of the Lord, we'll dwell in your presence, we'll dwell under your anointing, we'll dwell, God, at the place that you desire for us to dwell. We will not give up on you, we'll not turn our back on you, we'll not let go of you, but we'll surrender to you. God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your greatness. We thank you for everything that you have done for us, God. And as we go through this day, God, we pray for your anointing power to be with us. Cover us under your blood. Take care of us, God. Help us to have a great day. Help us, God, to continue to pray, to continue to seek you, continue to surrender to you, to know that you are God and there's nothing impossible for you. That, God, keep us safe. Keep our family safe. Keep your all the church family safe. Keep our pastors all over the world safe. Oh God, keep parents safe. Keep children safe. God, I pray, keep job, God, safe and leaders safe. And God, let your power move upon every neighbor, God, and keep them safe. God, whatever we fail of asking, you fail not to grant it. God, move, oh God, upon every ear of this world, God. All the leaders, oh God, all that are in leadership, God, and touch them, God, lead them, oh Father God, to you, help them to make decisions that are pleasing to you, God. Lord, we pray that the power of God will continue to strengthen us, and God will take refuge in you, knowing that, God, what you desire for us will never fail, because you will uphold us with your righteousness. You will be there for us, God. And God, we can have strength in you, because you are God who take care of us. And so, God, we thank you today because we are here. You kept us, God. We are here because of your mercies. We are here because of your strength. We are here because of your refuge. And so, God, you reminded us that you are able to keep us safe from danger seen and unseen. Help us, God, to have courage and coverage in you. And we thank you for another day. And for everyone who are listening to this podcast, I thank you for them. And I pray that your anointing power will move in our life in ways we never thought possible, so we can become the people of God you're destined for us to become. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank all of you, hallelujah, who are listening to this podcast. And I want to pray for you that the power of God will move in your life, and that God will transform you and to become the person of God He's destined for you to become. Because no matter what you are going through, God is able to work it out for you, to heal you, to deliver you, to send a blessing your way that you never thought possible, and uplift you in it. So have a great day, and we hopefully will see you again in the next podcast. In Jesus' name, bye-bye.